Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Welcome back to the New School of Marketing podcast. I'm so grateful to you for tuning in. Before we dive in, I would love to pay respect and acknowledgement to the Palawa people of Lutruwita, who are the traditional owners of the land on which my business operates, and I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. All right, how are you? How are you? I know you can't answer me directly, but I'd love to know how you're doing. Feel free to DM me on Instagram or send me an email. I really would love to know how you're going. I'm not sure if it comes during this podcast, but I'm still recovering from a little bit of a sore throat. My voice is still not, to me, it doesn't sound completely normal. Maybe it does to you. I don't know. Still a little bit like, yeah, we've had some winter germs go through the house. First, my little boy got sick, and so heartbreaking as a mum to witness your kids be sick, and especially him, because he can't tell us what's wrong. So, yeah, not nice. So, a little bit under the weather. Winter is a super tricky time with kids. Daycare jams are a real thing, and it's just, I don't know, it's just sad and it's frustrating. My immune system got a bit beaten up because some rough nights with my little man. Bring on summer, I say. So in this episode, I want to talk about data and using it to make decisions in your business. So data is like a super powerful asset, but lots of people seem to either ignore it or they're not sure what to do with it. So they ignore it. So first, what are data-driven decisions? So data-driven decisions involve using quantitative insights to guide your marketing strategies and optimize your performance. So they are choices made based on the analysis of relevant data and metrics. So instead of relying on just your intuition or your gut, which by the way, is something we should listen to. but we also use objective and quantifiable information to guide our next steps. And in marketing, you do want to make use of your data, because by using a data-driven approach, you can get better understanding of your audience, you can evaluate your campaign performance, and you can identify areas of improvement. So it'll help you make more effective decisions and implement more effective marketing strategies, which, yay, that's what I'm here for, right? So with our eyes on Facebook ads, how do you make data-driven decisions from your ad results? Before we dive into the data analysis, let's make sure that we have some foundations in place. So firstly, we need to make sure that we have a clear objective. Because without it, we won't really know what we're actually measuring, what kind of data we're looking at. So are you aiming to drive sales? Are you looking to increase your website traffic, attract more leads, boost your brand awareness? There's lots of different ways to use Facebook ads. So you need to be really clear on what your objective is. Next, we also need to make sure that you have your pixel installed so that you can track your ads. The pixel tracks user interactions after clicking on your ads, which feeds the data back to Facebook, and you'll see things like purchases, signups, views, etc. show up in your Facebook dashboard, your Ads Manager dashboard. Then we need to use Facebook Ads Manager to the best of our ability. There's a lot of options. It's an incredibly powerful tool that provides comprehensive data about your campaigns, as long as we actually know what this data means and what we can do with it. So depending on your campaigns, you'll get data like click-through rates, conversions, reach, costs for a lot of actions like cost per impression, cost per click, cost per lead, etc. So knowing what this data means will help you make data-driven decisions. Now, there will be so much data inside of Ads Manager that you might not be able to decipher all of it. Some will be useful to you, some maybe not so much. And that's why it's important to learn how to read your results so that you can take action based on what the numbers tell you. So, for example, if your objective is to get people to complete a form inside of the Facebook app, like, you know, an on-platform lead form, you don't really want your ads to have a high link click-through rate off the platform because you want them to stay on the platform. Equally, if you want to send people to a landing page and your click-through rate is really low, you need to find a way to increase it. So learning how to interpret your Facebook advertising results and data will help you in finding out what's working and what isn't, and then take action to improve on what's not working. And I know data-driven decisions sounds like a fancy thing, but it's really a way to make informed choices based on objective insights and measurable results. So rather than guessing what's going on, you let the numbers do the talking. I always say your numbers tell a story. And by looking deeply at your Facebook advertising analytics and tracking relevant metrics, you can gain a better understanding of your audience. You can evaluate your campaign performance, optimize your marketing strategies, and just have better results all around. So data-driven decisions lead to more effective Facebook ads campaigns. It leads to improved return on investment and ultimately a more successful and impactful digital marketing presence. So let those numbers tell you the story. And rather than saying Facebook ads are not working, dive into your metrics. Look at what is it that it's trying to tell you? What is it telling you? Are your click-through rates low? Do you need to find a way to be more resonant with your audience so that they are clicking through and then taking actions? Like, every single step tells a story. And I love deciphering that story. And I would like you to also sit down and go, okay, well, what are these numbers telling me? Rather than looking at the numbers and just seeing some numbers, what is it really? What does it mean? You know, what does it mean when you have an ad running and people are clicking through, but then they're not signing up on the landing page? Well, that means that your landing page isn't converting. It's not doing its job. So this is why I always say your numbers tell a story. Learn to read between the lines. Learn to interpret that story so that you can make decisions based on the data, so data-driven decisions, and make improvements. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I hope it was helpful. I hope you will look at your numbers and actually do some, you know, digging and making improvements based on what you're learning. I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. If you are ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care and market your business every day.